From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon wants an Arab League observer team to return to Syria, and a League official says the organization is considering whether to recognize the opposition Syrian National Council as the legitimate representative of Syria. President Bashar al-Assad's government forces continue pounding the city of Homs, killing civilians. The BBC's Jim Muir is following developments in Syria from Beirut, Lebanon.
Early morning brought another barrage of rocket and shell fire, much of it focused on Baba Amr. Video posted on the internet by activists showed bodies being pulled from under the rubble of Homs. They said three whole families were among those who died in the latest bombardments. Syrian state TV has also been showing footage of intensive shelling and shooting in Homs, but it blamed the violence on armed terrorists, who it said had been terrorizing and killing citizens and firing mortars at public buildings and mosques. Security forces have also been in action near the borders with Iraq, Turkey, Jordan, and Lebanon.
And that's the BBC's Jim Muir. It appears California and New York are ready to join a proposed settlement involving the nation's largest mortgage lenders. NPR's Dave Mattingly reports the deal is tied to foreclosure abuses, including unverified documents and robo-signings of foreclosure documents.
The settlement is said to be worth about $37 billion. The money would be used to lower mortgage principals and to help some homeowners refinance to lower rates. In some cases, homeowners would receive checks. Five banks agreed to the deal: Citibank, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, JP Morgan Chase, and Ally Financial. California has more than 2 million borrowers who are underwater. Their houses are worth less than what they owe. In New York, that number tops 100,000. Other states are also expected to sign on. Dave Mattingly, NPR News, Washington.
The House of Representatives has approved giving the president line item veto power, the authority to single out and eliminate single spending items in legislation. But representatives, including Republican Harold Rogers of Kentucky, say the bill gives away the congressional power over spending.
The line item veto would weaken that power, shifting budgetary authority to the executive branch and giving the president a power that our founding fathers did not see fit to give to him.
Proponents say Congress may still support or reject the president's recommended savings by majority vote and still has the final say. Over the years, both Republican and Democratic presidents have sought the line item veto. A new survey shows a significant number of Americans think younger adults have been hit harder by the tight job market than any other group. The Pew survey finds 41% of Americans believe young adults have had the hardest time, but it also shows young people generally upbeat about the future. This is NPR News. Just 3 months after he was appointed as Italy's new prime minister, Mario Monti makes his first official visit to the White House today. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports Monti wants to convince U.S. investors that Italy can rein in its $2.5 trillion debt and no longer jeopardize the eurozone and global economic stability.
In a brief time, Monti has slashed the budget, raised taxes, and reformed the pension system. He has begun deregulating professional guilds and is taking on the third rail of Italian politics, labor reform. Italian borrowing costs have plunged since Monti took over from the flamboyant Silvio Berlusconi, who resigned amid sex scandals and corruption trials. And despite widespread opposition to his measures, Monti has a popularity rating over 60%. While the French and German leaders snickered at his predecessor, Monti has put Italy back on the international stage, and he challenges Angela Merkel's focus on austerity, insisting on a growth pact. Otherwise, he says, Europe will not be a nice place to live in 5 years from now. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Washington State's legislature has passed a bill making same-sex marriage legal. The governor is expected to sign it into law next week. Camilla Taylor of the Lambda Legal Defense Fund says opponents are wrong to say same-sex marriage erodes the institution of marriage.
All it does is make marriage more inclusive and allow more families to access all of the protections and the responsibilities.
Opponents promise to try to overturn it by referendum. One Washington Republican representative says the bill severs the cultural, historical, and legal underpinnings of the institution of marriage. This is NPR News.